You have a pimple.
You have a pimple.
Do I?
Many.
Interesting. Well, speaking of pimples, it's time to get it popping, folks. There's a lot that pops in the world of crime. Grease, body parts, gas from a dead whale. But we will be covering none of those things today. What you got there?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Me as
Did
well.
Did they have these in the 50s?
This is a favorite. This is a pre-wartime recipe.
Oh, this is actually made from real pumpkins.
Bet. I don't know what time period we're in.
50s, isn't it?
When are they talking?
Is that actually a pumpkin spice latte? Oh, nice.
Yeah,
fuck yes.
Were you stoked?
We're kind of like sluts for these things a little bit. Slates, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a slate for this. I feel like every fall we kind of...
I give in.
Yeah, we tend to indulge.
I give in. I like to pretend like I don't, but...
Yeah, I know, me too.
Come on, man. A little PS.
All right, welcome back to Titty.
The TMG, a titty. Man, imagine if we just had a couple ladies just walk out with just naked jugs. Welcome back to Tit. Yes. All right, anyway.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck. I'm trying to get my owner's seat.
The so-called flying saucers.
Fashion your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Okay, today's cases. The first one hits close to home.
Extremely close to home. It hits a nerve like no other. It just happened.
It literally just happened.
Yeah, it did just happen.
And I say close to home because it is home. This is where we live. Or we wish we did.
Yeah.
This took place very recently in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's actually still going on. This is an active open case and investigation.
It just happened. And you know what's crazy? Hunter and I were there. Hunter was there the day of, and I was there the day after.
Wait, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When?
It was a little last minute audible.
When did you go?
I was
When there. I was gone?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. September 12th.
Fucking, you didn't even text me or send me a video or anything?
It was not a good trip.
No, I don't care.
It was a negative trip.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to.
What was the occasion?
Well, the occasion was Hunter thought it would be
funny. Not that you need one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't.
Hunter thought it would be funny to go and book the biggest, nicest room at Planet Hollywood on September 11th. So he did that. And he stayed.
Why is that funny?
To travel on September 11th to celebrate Patriots Day in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of see it.
On a day of remembrance, you don't think...
If it helps you remember, then yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm in support of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to forget
it. You're not supposed to forget it.
I would say that is remembering it.
Yeah.
We don't have to get into the philosophy of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
He just thought it'd be
me. Did he do it?
Oh, yeah.
And was the room nice?
Yeah, dude.
How much did it cost?
I don't know, but it cost money.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to spoil his story.
That's fine. No worries.
Yeah, he ran it up.
Okay.
Let's just say.
In honor of September 11th.
Sort of.
Okay.
You know.
In honor of not remembering. Not forgetting, sorry. Yes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, so he was just there living fat cat, and he's like, hey, man, you want to come out and roll with the boys? And I said, you know what?
I do.
I do.
I do want to do
Twist my fucking arm. Yeah. Why don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, it was a banger of a weekend. I'm getting a little bit carried away here, but I did IndyCar all weekend.
Okay.
And I damn near went straight from IndyCar to Vegas, but I'm like, I got to go home for a minute.
Okay.
So I took one day to remember.
Okay. Okay.
And then
so you didn't go on the 11th because you were not forgetting.
I was not forgetting.
Okay. You were busy remembering.
I was busy
during the day.
Yes. I was busy filming a video about 9/11 memes.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Well, that's good too. I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
You know?
So then I went on the 12th. And so let me tell you, it was a weird ass atmosphere because everyone that doesn't know.
Yeah. Let's run through.
Yeah,
what the case actually is, all right?
The MGM casinos were the victims of a massive Las Vegas hack orchestrated via a phone call. MGM reported on September 11th that a, quote, cybersecurity issue, quote, was affecting some of its systems, which it shut down to, quote, protect our systems and data. End quote.
For the next several days, reports said everything from hotel room digital keys to slot machines weren't working.
What?
Even websites for
Wait,
its...
What wasn't working?
Yeah, slot machines were not working, dude.
What the fuck?
Let me tell you, it was an eerie vibe.
This is the scariest case that we've covered thus far.
I would say.
Could you imagine being in the situation?
I didn't have to.
You were there.
I was living the nightmare.
You saw this firsthand.
Yeah. I was living the nightmare.
Oh my God. Are you good?
No.
You must have trauma or something from this.
Yeah, I've booked up double therapy sessions for the next month because of what the fuck I've seen.
Okay, keep going.
Even websites for its many properties went offline for a while. Guests found them.
Websites.
The websites. All the websites were down.
I was wondering why it was. I tried to go to MGM.com like so many times.
Well, we're going
to
read them off. MGM.com, Aria.com. Guests found themselves waiting in hours-long lines to check in and get physical room keys or get handwritten receipts for casino winnings. It appears that publicly available information and a persuasive phone manner were enough to give the hackers all they needed to get into MGM's system. Ooh. A group known as Scattered Spider is the leading suspect responsible for the MGM breach, and it reportedly used ransomware made by Alpha. Or Black Cat, a ransomware as a service operation. Scattered Spider specializes in social engineering, where attackers manipulate victims into performing certain actions by impersonating people or organizations the victim has a relationship with.
Just gaslighting them?
Yeah.
That's what social engineering is.
No,
that was the original technical term for it, and now it's gaslighting.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
They definitely called them up, and they were like, yo, what's up? It's Steve from Slot Machine Maintenance.
Steve?
I just need the master password for everything. What's the word again? I just forgot. There's one word.
Steve, Steve,
it's Jackpot. Jackpot 69. Perfect. Thank you so much. You just got socially engineered.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's me, Mr. Casino.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, brother? It's me, Mr. MGM. How you doing?
It's MGM, the guy.
Yeah, you know.
MGM?
Yeah, yeah. It's MGM Casino, because it's
MGM
owned by
Jackpot,
me.
The guy that invented casinos?
Listen, man, I'm going to need the password to everything. Every single thing. Yeah. Hey, buddy, what's up, dude? It is Mr. Master Slot Machine. Yep, I'm the guy. Listen, dude.
It's Mr. Rich Little Piggies.
Can you tell me how to unload the jackpot from machine 7? What is it? Machine 1768. It's showing a jackpot of $64,000. How do I unload this?
What are the passwords for all the websites? I'm just trying to access the back end of the websites, doing some maintenance to them.
Yo, dude, how can I see everyone's address that's here?
Yo, man, I'm going down to collect all the money from all this gambling stuff. What's the password to the vault again?
There's a vault, right?
There is a vault, right?
There's a vault that has all the money, right?
Of course there's a vault. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right, I've been there.
Right, yeah. Of course there is, yeah.
How do I get in there?
I've been too busy thinking about 9/11. And that's been taking up most of my brain space. So I just totally forgot the vault code.
You know, man, I was remembering 9/11 and I was just getting so scared. Like, our buildings are tall too. And like, someone could get into our big safe that has all the money. So I think I should move all the money to a safer location. That's what I was thinking. What's the
password? Who is this again? Oh, it's Alpha V. It's Black Cat. I mean, it's Steve Gambling.
Steve Gambling.
Steve Gambles.
Don't make me do it.
What?
Yo, you better fucking deal a 21 because Gambles owns this casino. This is
literally that's the first thing I thought of too.
This is literally Gambles Casino. Anyways, back to the story. The hackers are said to be especially good at, quote, vishing, end quote, or gaining access to systems through a convincing phone call rather than phishing with a P.
I think I would kick ass at that. Vishing?
Yeah.
I think we both would kick ass at vishing.
Yeah, man.
We could vish for sure.
Yeah, dude.
We should try vishing.
You want to try right now?
Like live.
So we're just going to do DEF CON?
Like what's DEF CON?
DEF CON, is that a hacking convention?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do that. They have like a social engineering. There's always a dude there who does a social engineering thing. They set up a soundproof booth. There's like a super infamous year where a dude just called the 1-800 number to Walmart and he got all the way up to like the head of logistics. And if he wanted to, he could have just rerouted a bunch of trucks and just like fucked over the entire company.
Oh my God. And was crazy. Was he like, was this like a show for?
Yeah, he was like in a soundproof booth. Oh, and there's just a bunch of people watching him do it in real time. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know who I picture that being, or this guy? It's the Balboni guy from TikTok. Is Balboni still running this place?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's Tommy Tough Knuckles. That's his dozer.
Yeah. Oh, he would
It's that
it.
Guy that's vishing for yeah. sure. He's the one that just rolls up to the front desk and is like, yo, I'm here to drop off these 6.5-inch cables for the slot machines. Would you mind popping those things open for me? Just the money part. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, nah,
is Balboni still running? He's still a casino manager, right?
Balboni.
Yeah, Balboni.
I don't know, man. I came over here from the Golden Nugget. I just started working here like 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah. So you don't know Steve Gambles?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I report to Dale. Back, I talk to Dale. Dale's my guy.
Oh, Dale Jackpot.
Jackpot, is that his last name?
Yeah.
That's kind of
He invented
crazy.
The jackpot.
Oh. I guess that's why he gets paid the big bucks, huh?
It's him, man. Okay, sorry, keep going.
No, you're fine. Scatter Spiders members are thought to be in their late teens and early 20s. Get fucking owned,
yes,
dude.
They get wrecked.
Based in Europe. They're based? These guys are based.
And they're fucking based.
And they're European.
Damn.
They're in Europe and they're based.
Just a bunch of red-pilled teens?
Wow. Sick.
Wow. Based as hell.
Or communist teens, you know?
Yeah.
Which I guess is another red pill, depending on how you look at it.
Seriously.
Yeah. Being based in Europe, obviously, and possibly in the U.S., and fluent in English, which makes their vishing attempts more convincing. Just not knowing English, calling the MGM.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
What? That's next level fishing. If you can speak in another language,
yeah, yeah.
You get them to do some shit.
Seriously.
Just fucking beautiful. Just beautiful ass Italian.
Yeah.
I think he wants the master password.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to him. The guy sounds fucking hot.
Yeah, man. That guy sounds cool, dude. In this
Hello,
case.
I'd like to come to your casinos and drink 23 liters of beer.
Wow. Give this guy the master password. We can trust him.
Yes, hi. I was calling in to ask you, how do I attack the entire system? I would like to withdraw all the money.
Yo, this guy sounds like from Kentucky or some shit. Give him the fucking money. He's cool.
Yo, your accent fucking rocks, dude.
Yo, it's Max Verstappen. Yo, give this guy the password. In this case, the leading theory is that the hackers found an employee's information on LinkedIn and impersonated them in a call to MGM's IT help desk to obtain credentials to access and infect the systems. Alpha/Black Cat is denying parts of these reports, especially the slot machine hacking attempt. The group posted...
I mean, that's just like, take down the websites. Sure. Fuck with the room keys. That's fine, too. Don't touch the slot machines.
Yeah.
That's just evil. Like, that's evil at its core.
You think that's evil, man? Wait for the trauma. I'm going to fucking...
Okay, yeah. I want to hear your first-hand account. Right, I forgot.
I'm going to impart on
you. Yeah. I'm just thinking about, like, the slot scraper and, like, what he went through.
Let me tell you what he didn't go through anything because there was nothing to play.
he didn't scrape anything that day.
Yeah, that day he was scraping skin.
They went unscraped.
Scraping skin, dude. Yeah.
Scraping his own face?
Yeah. Also, I love this. The ransomware as a service denying it. Do you guys have anything to do with this? Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Do with what? MGM getting... No. No.
Fuck no, man.
No, we would never do that.
No, our shit's not capable of that.
Yeah.
Maybe a website, but not like a casino.
We're not smart enough. I mean, we are, but like, we wouldn't.
We're not that smart.
We're not that.
Come on, dude. The group posted a message on September 14th claiming responsibility for the attack, but denying that it was perpetrated by teenagers in the United States and Europe or that anyone tried to tamper with slot machines.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, thank God.
It also criticized what it said was inaccurate reporting on the hack and said it hadn't officially spoken to anyone about the hack and, quote, most likely, quote, wouldn't in the future. It seems that MGM wasn't the only casino chain hit by a recent cyber attack. Caesars Entertainment paid millions of dollars to hackers who breached its systems around the same time as MGM and was able to continue operations as normal, although, again, another group seems to be denying that Scattered Spider did any of the attacks, or at least how the events have been reported isn't accurate. Are Scattered Spider and Black Cat behind the attacks? If not, who is? Are they lying about their version of the events? Was it the same hackers who hacked Caesars? Was it the hackers' end goal and will they strike again? Will the hackers hack each other and hack into each other's asses with their big giant hacker cocks and penises?
What? Zach, did you write that? What the hell?
Or perhaps are the hackers a team of lesbians very attractive and very, very aggressive? And will they go down on this on these casinos one more time?
Whoa. Whoa. Zach.
That's crazy, dude.
Damn.
Will the hackers hack it up and have a big old hacking orgy with every single casino and have their way with them as they run their vaginas and hacker penises all through the casino's mouths and other holes? Zach, I don't think this is necessary,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, what the hell, dude? Like, did you run this copy by anyone?
What the fuck is this line? Hackers slowly insert themselves into the mainframe of the casinos, gently back and forth as they extract and infect and unload and unload. Why? What? This detail is insane, man. Jesus Christ, dude. The hackers gushing themselves all over the face of the casino. Bro. Gushing? That's a fucking word, man. I don't know why you chose that. Anyway. Though we don't yet have confirmation of who attacked MGM or even how, the alleged method, vishing, is a known cybersecurity threat that many organizations haven't sufficiently protected themselves from. A portmanteau of voice and phishing, vishing, like all social engineering techniques, targets what's usually the weakest link in the cybersecurity chain.
Us.
The U.S.? Well, yeah, dude. It's so funny that this is how big corporations get the fucking payback for outsourcing.
What do you mean?
Like when they outsource their like phone service to other countries.
Yeah.
All it takes is one guy being like, oh, dude, I'll just pretend to be Dale Jackpot.
Yeah. You know? Call their call center.
Yeah, it's just a Filipino. Hello, thank you. Yeah, hey, it's Dale Jackpot. I'm going to need the password.
Okay.
I was like,
that was fucking easy.
Okay, sir, I'm giving you the password now.
All right. Just hovering the phone. I fucking got it.
Yeah. I barely vished at all.
I mean, now I'm just picturing it is fucking dudes in their 20s. Yo, fucking Vish Riz.
Yo, Vish Riz.
Yo, W Vish. Yo, W Vish.
That was a dude. W Vish.
Yo, this is rishing. Z's and S's and H's. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Rizzing, dude.
Yeah, it's stale.
I'm rizzing this chick, dude.
Yo, Aiden Ross would fucking love this shit, dude.
What up, guys? Me and my boys, Scatter Spider over here. We're going to do some fucking live rizzing on Twitch. Watch us rizz T-Mobile real quick. Damn. So let me paint you a disgusting image.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell me.
You know, when you think about walking into a casino, what is? Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Love that thought.
Damn, I lost my top to this. Interesting. We talk about hacking, and you decide to wear a black hat.
That was by design.
So, you know, when you walk into a casino, you know those sounds you like to hear?
Smell the air. Yeah, oh, yeah, hear the noises. Oh, yeah. I'm a
bonus!
Yes. Yeah. I'm home.
All those sounds?
Yep.
Imagine walking into a casino. Dude.
Even now, we hear the soft hum of our slot machine over there. Not even that.
No.
Nothing.
No, the machines were on, but it was creepy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of what you're used to hearing.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah, that just took us back. Yeah. Yeah, I started getting hard. I
started jizzing for some reason.
Yeah. Rizzing and jizzing, dude.
This is what I sleep to.
Yeah.
This is like, some people use, you know, like meditation apps. I just turn on 2-hour slots at the casino.
I like how this has coins in it. Like people are still using coins.
Yeah. Casino ASMR.
Oh fuck!
Yeah. Down 19,500. Shit. Someone's just the deuce.
Yeah, man. Scrape that shit, man. Yeah. So, let's say there are, I don't know, 5,000 machines on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exaggerating. Maybe 7 to 10 players
on the machines.
Yeah. No one using them. Because the player's cards don't work.
Oh, wow.
And if you wanted to collect your winnings, an attendant had to come by and... Because I jokingly put a 20 in, and then I burned it out. So then I'm like, oh, let me get my $1 back. Maybe I'll put it in another machine. I had to wait for a hand pay.
Oh, that's so annoying.
So I obviously...
Yeah. It's like no point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Damn. So the machines were still working.
They were on, but okay. I don't think anyone...
Well, at least they spared that portion of it.
Yeah.
The hackers, you know? They're like, we will never take away, like, you can still play. It's just annoying.
Yeah. And so your players...
No, some of them are fully off.
Yeah, I don't know what casino this is. So maybe they got them back online the day I got there, but it's possible that they all just went down.
So was this...
Oh, this is the Aria. Wow.
So MGM owns, like, a bunch of the hotels, right? So were you at Planet Hollywood?
No, we were at, did I say Planet Hollywood? I meant to say the Cosmopolitan.
That's what Hunter got there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he balled out.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, as a meme.
Yeah, that's, because like Planet Hollywood, it's like an older one.
Yeah.
I feel like so. But Cosmo, that's like one of the most expensive ones.
Oh, it's nice.
Damn,
that
dude.
That room was beautiful.
Damn.
It's beautiful. I did not do the same. I got a very basic room.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But yeah, so. And when I went to check in, I had to write down my credit card on a piece of paper.
Oh, my God.
That sketched me out. Yeah. They just like filed it with a bunch of other people.
Yeah. Like, so sketchy.
Now all it takes is, Scattered Spider to walk up. He's like, hey, I'm Dale Jackpot. I'm here to get everyone's hand payments.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Chase card. And I'm here to collect all the cards that you have written down.
Hey, I'm Mr. Visa. How you doing?
Yeah.
Me and Mr. MasterCard.
It's me. It's MasterCard.
Yeah. That's my MasterCard. Yeah, I'm surprised they never did that.
Yeah.
She's a little Yu-Gi-Oh promo. Yeah. So that was weird. And then what was funny was the lady checking me in, unfortunately not checking me out. When I write down my card number, she goes, if you just write down your card number, or I can write it for you, as if that would make me feel better to give her my card and she would write down my card on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
And she kept trying to say that to kind of, you know, like distract me a little bit. She's like, I can write it for you. I can write it for you. Mm. I'm like, no, that doesn't take away from that. This is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I will write it, but this is weird. So, yeah, not a single person on slots. Player's card doesn't work. So when I would sit down to play the tables, even what little benefit I would get for that, there's no benefit there.
Did you know why? Did you know there was a hack going on?
Yeah, yeah. So
did everyone? Or were people like, what the fuck is happening?
No, everyone knew.
Okay.
And, yeah, they just had like weird kind of processes throughout the time. You know, like, if you gave them a player's card, they could have noted it and added it later if you're playing at like a table, like a hand table.
Yeah.
So they're just having to do everything by paper, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So that part was just very odd. And the casinos were just oddly quiet, except the Golden Nugget.
Okay.
Yeah. Hunter does it right. He likes to go to like all the older kind of Fremont casinos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, that's where the action was still well alive.
Oh, yeah.
If you're ever not sure.
Wait, what's the Golden Nugget again?
It's down by Fremont. It's like.
Like downtown?
It's kind of like older Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, Golden Nugget was, man, talk about.
Poppin'.
Yeah. The old people go off.
Oh, yeah.
And the architecture in there is way more fun. It's not big ass rooms, low ceilings, pillars everywhere. You have to like peek corners,
mm-hmm.
You know? My fucking Counter-Strike brain is going off. I'm like, blackjack table has two open.
Throwing smoke?
Yeah.
Smoke.
Throwing smoke. Yeah. Throwing smoke. So whatever. I'm getting carried away here. But so now everyone's trying to link this hack to DEF CON because DEF CON was there. Luke just pulled up a tweet. DEF CON was there like a month ago.
Okay. That's an interesting little piece of information.
It is, but I don't think they'd wait a month to do it. And DEF CON happens every year.
So. No, but, and also they don't do damage.
No.
The whole point of this is like, look what we can do.
Yeah.
So like, don't they like try to help companies? They're like the white hat hackers or whatever?
I don't think they're all white hat. It's like a mixture.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's crazy. Someone in my family actually went to DEF CON and she said that she was paranoid the whole time. She just turned her phone off.
Yeah.
Because her friend said that she had gone in years previous and she didn't use a VPN and she was just using
she just
the
got
hotel
all her
Wi-Fi.
Shit hacked.
And people were hacking her like as a joke. Like dudes just sit around being like, oh, let's see who's on the Wi-Fi. And they'll like fuck with people.
Oh my God.
And we've known about DEF CON, but I've never actually thought about what it means to be there.
Yeah.
You're fucking terrified,
oh,
dude.
Oh, it'd be so annoying.
Yeah, dude, just
you'd be on edge the whole time.
Just do the RFID scanners like, Cody, big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I just took your credit card.
Thanks, man. Oh. I'm sorry, what's good?
I just took your credit card.
Oh, yeah. I just drained your bank account.
Yeah.
Too, as well. How did you do that? In 2 seconds.
This magnetic. Well, I.
This place fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, I used this RFID scanner and I patched it into a Raspberry Pi that automatically runs a script and it all fits neatly into this Zippo lighter. So when I offered to light your cigarette, I took all your information.
All right, man. Enjoy my money, nerd.
You damn. The Scatter Spider calls up MGM and they, we just hacked you for $30 million. And then the president, yeah.
Oh, guys, we got some fucking nerds on the line.
Yo, can you say that corny ass shit again? Yo, I'll put you on speaker. Yo, boys, listen to this guy. No, go ahead and say it. No, say it. Say it.
Yeah.
No, take the voice changer off. Say it in your real voice. Look at him.
We took 50 million.
Oh, is that a lot? Is that a lot to you guys?
Oh, guys.
Wait, 50 million. Whoa.
Hey, the land party took $50 million. Oh, no. What are they going to do? Buy a car to go pick up groceries to go sit in their house some more? Yeah, man. So I don't think it'd be DEF CON. I think it's just people that wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's you know what I was thinking when I first read this? I was like, this is definitely someone, you know, if these are like, you know, late teen, early 20s dudes, then they're guys that went to Vegas. That is the worst age and thing to be in Vegas is like a 21-year-old dude.
Yeah.
You get rinsed. Yeah. You get fucking rinsed because you don't have experience yet with what Vegas is. Mm-hmm. You're going there thinking that it's yours for the taking.
Yep.
Right? Dudes walking out like, they're not ready for us there, man. They're not ready. It's like, no,
yes,
they're
they
ready and you're the fucking victim, you know?
So they're not ready for wait, a cocktail's $42?
Yeah, no. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, dude, you're not ready for what's about to happen to you.
Oh, is that why everyone's buying bottles in the airport?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's some dude that's, like, naive enough to be like, Vegas, let's do it, dude. It's going to be fucking epic. And they go to the club, and they don't, like, you know, they go online, and they're like, dude, tables are, like, 10 grand. That doesn't make any sense. No, we'll just go in GA, man. It'll be fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
And they go in, and there's some, like, you know, there's, like, two. Did you see that video of, like, the dudes, like, just pouring bottles of, like, Dom on the ground?
Yeah.
When I was there DJing, one of the fucking tables beside us, they gave everyone beside the table like towels and like rain jackets and shit because they knew these guys would just come and just buy really expensive bottles and spray them all over people because that's what they want to do for fun. So these guys were in the club
seeing that,
trying to talk to girls, not getting anywhere.
Right.
And then they get sprayed in the face with Dom. And they're like, this place fucking sucks, man. And they get rinsed and they leave. Empty handed, empty wallet, and they're pissed. And they're like, we're going to make them pay.
Yeah. I actually pictured it being like a poker pro who also has like a hacking background. And he is good enough that he could afford, you know, those, like, what do they call them? They're like the townhouse rooms at the Cosmo, I think. They're connected to the club. Yeah,
really?
I believe they have like rooms that like you walk out the back and you're in that big pool club area.
Oh, okay.
I picture him looking through that, seeing all the people just, and he's like, I'm going to hack this place.
Okay, yeah.
Then he gets on the phone and he flies his boys in and then they just do it.
Yeah.
And then you know, he rings up his guys. He's like, what are you guys doing? They're like, just being based. So you want to hack Vegas? So yeah,
dude, that's based as fuck.
You know who I can't?
It was a revenge hack, though, for sure.
Yeah,
case closed.
Well,
absolutely. 22-year-old dude, very bitter.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna buy that, and then I'm actually gonna co-opt that and say there's a dude in Scattered Spider who. You know, even though it's a group of guys that are very intelligent and have social skills and are clearly good at social engineering, there was one guy in Scattered Spider who thinks he's good at vishing, and it made it awkward in the process.
Okay.
Like one
so
guy.
So explain this.
So they're like, all right, so Oleg is going to do the vishing. And then Alexei jumps in. He's like, I can do it.
And they're all like, oh, but dude, you know, like last time, like... You know, I know we still did it, but like it wasn't the best.
And like,
you know,
Oleg's like he's new, but like he's good, and like we just like kind of want to give him a chance. No, but I've been in the group like a long time. Like I can do it.
Yeah,
dude. So I'm gonna tell him. I'll tell. Hey, man.
Just let him fucking do it.
Okay, you're. No,
just let him do it. No. Fuck it.
No, because he's gonna do too much. And then the awkward guy did it. Hung up the phone. He's like. Guys, I just stole $50 million. We just did like 17 federal crimes. And they're like,
that wasn't the plan, dude.
Bro, we just wanted more points on our cards for free rooms.
I mean, this actually is like a huge crime. I think I read that they were losing like $8 million a day or something.
Yeah.
That's a massive crime, dude.
Sorry, this is what I wanted to bring up. That's why my brain was stalling. So during the hack, some guy hit a fucking jackpot, and the jackpot said like $30 million or something. And now he's suing because he's like, no, no, no. No, I
it
hit
said it.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
It's just stuck. Yeah, yeah. It's always, it just says 30 million perpetually. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it was something like that.
It says it.
So I'm going to say Scattered Spider didn't intend to hack it. That's why their statement is them trying to downplay everything.
Right, right.
No, it's not a bunch of teens that did it, and we didn't. Like, you guys are wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was like they vished. They got, like, whatever, you know, like, server password they needed.
Yeah.
They popped in there, and they didn't realize, like, maybe, like, it's probably just all, like, shitty spaghetti code.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they were like, watch this. They, like, delete one line. And the whole fucking system just completely collapses.
They're like, what do we do? Like,
yo, what?
Yeah.
What line did you delete?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not even look.
It's all fucking garbage.
I think
probably what it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because you know MGM is not paying for any new software.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about any of that.
Well, actually, it's a casino. You know, I feel like they... No. They're big on, like, security.
Front
of house, you know? They want to make sure, like, no one's, like, cheating them in the casino.
Yeah, but I think all the back-end stuff, yeah. Nah, they're not. They're all still on, like, Windows 2000, and mm-hmm. Every time their IT guy's like, I think, you know, the heart murmur attack was a big one, and we're next, and they're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Shut your nerdy
yeah,
ass
dude,
up.
Dude, everyone who runs the fucking company is like a promoter.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Same type of guy.
Yo, get this fucking virgin out
yeah,
of here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Dripping
dude,
cologne
going, yeah,
down
yeah,
their
yeah, yeah.
Chest.
We're going to Hakkasan. Do you want to come or do you not want to come? Well, no, I got a lot of work to do on the systems.
Okay,
they're so out. They're
talking.
Super outdated.
Hey, man, stop talking. Thanks.
We are hitting the craps table.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Yeah. What is this, dude? Yeah. Well, it's spaghetti code, I'll tell you that. Yeah, whatever, man.
We're going to go get some spaghetti at Carbone right now.
Do you want to do that?
That's the only spaghetti I care about right now.
Don't do that? Or no, he's like, well, no, the system's like, dude, you need to chill. You need to get some pussy, man. Yeah. That's what you need to do. MGM hacked 30 million.
What the fuck, Garrett? You let this happen.
I told you. I told you. It's just Milton. It's just the Office Space. That's
yeah,
all we're describing.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so that one's solved. The MGM casino hack. So go out there, make your arrests, because we closed the case.
Yeah. I wanted to shout out my favorite hacking podcast, Jack.
In Off.
No, Jack Reisider, I don't want to fuck his name up. Jack, if you somehow hear this, I'm sorry if I butchered your last name. This dude covers insane hacking stories, and I can't wait for him to, like, go deep on this one.
Oh, I would love to hear, like, a fully, like, comprehensive report on this.
Yeah.
Because it actually is so interesting. I mean, one of the best parts about this, not the best, but, like, it is a funny thing that happens now. Whenever something happens that's, like, notable, and it gets posted on TikTok, all the comments are like about some like higher conspiracy that's going on.
Yep.
So all the comments on all the videos I saw about this were all like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning.
Well, that is our next
thing. Just wait. First they come for the casinos, then next like your local government is going to, you know what I mean?
Well, that's our next story is why the lizard people are real.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. No, the next one is one that I love the name of this. I feel like this is what we should have named ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you should have named your podcast with Hunter.
KMS.
Kentucky Meat Shower.
Yeah. KMS.
KMS. It took me a second. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. So, should we get into this?
You ever thought to yourself, man, I could use a sausage right out of the sky right now? Well, boy, do we have a story for you. It's called the Kentucky Meat Shower. On March 3rd of 1876,
damn.
Yeah.
Vintage.
We were kind of out of content.
Yeah. Damn, you went way back.
Yeah. We were, running out of things to discuss. So. A farmer's wife, Mrs. Couch, was making soap on her porch when she reported seeing a piece of meat fall from the sky. She said she was 40 steps from her house when the meat started to slap the ground.
So you would say it meat slapped the ground?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mrs. Couch and husband believe the event was a sign from God. A similar event was later reported in Europe. Most of the pieces of meat were approximately 2 by 2 inches. At least one was 4 by 4 inches. The meat appeared to be beef, but according to the first report in Scientific American, two men who tasted it judged it to be lamb or deer. Leopold Brandis.
Oh, no way. Brandis what? That's the original.
Leopold Brandis Gucci.
Nice.
Leopold Brandis identified the substance as nastoc, a type of cyanobacteria. Brandis gave the meat sample to the New York Scientific Association for further analysis, leading to a letter stating the meat had been identified as lung tissue from either a horse or a human infant.
What the fuck? They have similar lung tissues? That's fucking random.
My boy's a stallion.
Yeah.
Brandis's. I think it's just Brandis.
Brandis's.
Brandis's.
Yeah.
Brandis's nastoc theory relied on the fact that nastoc expands into a clear jelly-like mass when rain falls on it, often giving the sense that it was falling with the rain. Charles Fort noted in his first book, The Book of the Damned, that there had been no rain. Locals favored the explanation that the meat was vomited up by buzzards.
What the fuck? And just vomited up really hard? That's like so hard that it flew.
Yeah. So that means a bird ate a baby and then puked it up? Baby lung.
Yeah.
Or a horse.
So nobody knows what this was, eh? Can you look up nastoc?
Nah,
like, what does that look like?
Nah, dude, stock. Yeah.
Can you look up a picture of nastoc?
Oof.
Like, that doesn't look like meat at all.
No. What? Like, they said two guys tasted this shit?
Yeah, which is pretty funny.
That is...
It's just such a dude thing to do.
That's just 1870.
Yeah.
How do we know what this is?
Exactly. There's no other
like
way.
A dog? Yeah. Oh, that's my ass.
Taste it.
That's my cock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Cheez-It. Nostock. Okay. So it's jelly-like. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, just to kind of just...
Yeah, yeah. Pick it up and just be like, what is this? Yeah. Swallowing.
Yeah, baby lung.
That's definitely baby lung.
That's baby lungs.
I'd say it's either deer or lamb.
Nah, man, that's baby lung.
Nah, dude, stock.
Yeah, that's baby lung.
Yeah.
That's
kind of funny that she was making soap.
That's what they had to do back then.
I know. It's crazy.
You forget about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey, I stink.
Yeah. Well, give me a couple hours.
Yeah, man. Meat slapped the ground.
Yeah, that's a horny line, Zach. Again.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to write it like that. God unleashed his meat and slapped it on the ground before her. She rinsed her hands of the soap and ran straight to the meat. She grabbed it with two hands. She said, "Oh, Jesus, why'd you present me with such huge meat on this beautiful Sunday, the Sabbath, where I'm not to work?" She looked deeply into Jesus' meat.
Into
what the fuck is wrong with you, Zach?
I do find it interesting that a lot of these that we do are like stuff falling from the sky.
This seems to be a fucking issue.
It's an issue, man.
Yeah.
It's a theme.
What? Yeah, what could, was going
on? That's what I'm saying. Could it be one thing?
Do you think it was just remnant dinosaur meat from the meteor?
It could be. Yeah.
It was just the final purgings of just reptile meat from
like
space.
Caught in the clouds?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It was in space and it's just kind of gently somehow passed the atmosphere.
Oh, like as it goes through the atmosphere, like it kind of burns up.
Yeah.
But some of it like stays in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that would make sense. I'm like pretty like, you know, I know physics pretty well.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Gravity pulling in random dinosaur meat.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably dinosaur.
And just a T-Rex head just hits your dining table.
What the fuck is this?
So, yeah, so much falling meat.
Yeah.
Do birds puke like that?
Oh, I see. Okay, the buzzards were flying, and they thought it puked. I see, yeah. For some reason, I pictured the buzzards on the ground puking.
Okay, according to present theory of astronomers, an enormous belt of meteoric stones constantly revolves
there
around
you go.
The sun.
Told you. Told you.
And when the Earth comes in contact with this belt, she is soundly pelted. Ooh.
Did Zach write this?
When Earth's fat ass makes its way around the solar system,
she is soundly meat slapped.
She's soundly pelted. She brandishes her big blue ass and says, "Ooh, you want a piece of this?" The thick asteroid belt stands and with a wry smile. "You know I've been missing you." Earth backs its supple loins onto his rock hard pelvis. "Give me that pelting you've been dreaming of," she says. Jesus, science magazines are crazy.
You're pretty good at this, dude.
Thanks, dude. I'm not good at anything. It's what Zach wrote.
You're good at reading, is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
No problem. Similarly, we may suppose that there revolves around the sun a belt of venison, mutton, and other meats divided into small fragments. You might be fucking right. That's why this show is good, dude. We actually solve this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just a belt of meat out there.
Who would have thought? Us.
Yeah.
That's who.
Yeah.
Which are precipitated upon the earth whenever the latter crosses their path. It actually rains meat.
Sorry, now I'm just picturing aliens like stupid junkies in space. Like they've just eaten through all their food and they just keep stopping by here to get to the meat belt. But they're just dumb and hopped up on shit, so they keep crashing into us.
Oh, fuck, man. I landed in Mexico.
Oh, shit, dude.
That fucking Congress is showing my body to the public, dude. Oh, I'm so fucked, bro. I was just trying to get to the meat belt.
I just figured aliens in the venison belt just fucking... Well, it's just good, dude.
Yeah. Stop, you're dropping it all over Earth. Eating it, and crumbs are just falling onto people.
There's a venison belt? That's wild, man.
What?
The venison belt? No, yeah. This whole thing was debunked anyway.
That is like totally fake?
Yeah. Because I think those alien samples in Mexico were put forward by the Mexican equivalent of the Because Aliens guy.
Okay.
You know the guy from the meme?
Yeah.
What's that dude's name?
This one, the meme?
Yeah. Basically, the Mexican equivalent has, I think, presented these bodies before.
Yeah, but in this case, it got like picked up by the government.
Yeah.
Didn't it? And they like, showed it.
Yeah.
Like they were, it was like presented in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Seemingly as if it was real.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Legend.
Giorgio.
All right, should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, I think we closed the case.
We closed the case on that. That is the venison meat belt. That's the culprit here. Case closed. Next one. Voice haunting airline passengers. You want to do the honors?
If you'd like me to.
Yes, please.
You know, in remembrance of 9/11, we have a
plane theme story.
We have a plane story. Reports of a mysterious voice moaning on in-flight announcement systems.
Yep.
American Airlines passengers have reported ghoulish moans and ghostly breathing over the intercom systems on several flights in recent months.
What was ghostly breathing?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a ghost. Oh.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost.
That's probably, I mean,
Yeah.
Emerson Collins captured the strange cacophony on his September...
Cacophony.
No, cacophony.
Like, you hit that hard as fuck.
Cacophony.
Cacophony.
Emerson Collins captured the strange cacophony on his September 6th flight from Los Angeles to Dallas. The human-like noises began before takeoff and persisted in the air, especially early in the flight and during service. Collins told the Washington Post, in the video, the sounds range from groans to grumbles. At one point, a flight attendant comes over the intercom to apologize for the, quote, extremely irritating sound, end quote, and says the pilots are working to mitigate the problem. As soon as she finishes speaking, the sounds reemerge, resembling a guttural moan. The Airbus A321, it's a nice plane.
Yeah.
Landed safely.
Actually, no, I'm thinking of the A321. This plane's not shit.
Collins said he found the incident amusing and that the flight crew reassured passengers there was no safety concern. After Collins posted the video last week, the mystery deepened as passengers on other American flights in recent months reported the same array of noises. Tech executive Brad Allen. Oh, we got Brad Allen on it.
Okay.
We're safe.
Here we are. Tech executive.
Tech executive Brad Allen wrote that he and his wife experienced the noises on an American flight in July.
That is a dream title. Tech executive?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. That rules.
We should change our titles, dude.
To tech executive?
Yeah.
Yeah. American Airlines spokesperson Sarah Jantz, not quite as cool, that said in a statement that intercom systems on the airline's planes are hardwired without any external access or Wi-Fi component. Following the initial report, that's kind of creepy. Following the initial report, our maintenance team thoroughly inspected the aircraft and said the PA system... and the PA system, and determined the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running, she said. Our team is reviewing the additional reports, she added. Collins said if the sounds were the result of a technical problem, then the ghost in the machine has a hilarious sense of humor.
Can we hear these noises? Do we have the recording?
Do we have the video by Collins? Was that it? Oh. What was that? They're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me flushing the toilet.
That's Brad Collins. He looks like a tech executive.
Yeah. No. This is Emerson Collins. No.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Someone on this flight seems to have broken into the intercom system and continues to make a sound that is somewhere between an orgasm and vomiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcements. The flight deck is
it's fake.
Trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off, so please be patient with us. We know
it's fake.
A very odd anomaly, and none of us are enjoying it, so we do appreciate your attention just for a few more moments until we figure out how to turn it off. Thank you.
Is having a puke yank.
Dude, you know what it is? It's the pilots wrestling.
Yeah.
If they're wrestling each other, they're like, oh, it's just fucking boring.
Yeah.
You know? And the one dude's like, no, it's not. It's like, don't push me.
Ah!
Fucking, no, and then they start, ah! And they hit the intercom button.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing them, the pilots sitting up there just like, oh.
All right, my turn.
It's
my
just
turn.
The penis game.
Ah! Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That's their version.
Yeah, that's game. Good.
Ah!
We're going down!
Oh. You can't do that, bro.
There's a bomb on the plane. 9/11
2. Uh-oh, I'm German and I'm sad. You get that reference. Let this play. I want to hear the others, cuz he other people are acknowledging his behavior. So, I think this is real.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Ah!
That guy behind him just passed out. You saw that? He's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn, bro.
What noises?
Let it go. Oh.
Now they're getting creative.
I swear it's a prank.
Definitely.
Yeah, right? It's a prank, yeah.
We're looking into things to do is try and mitigate that.
Yeah, the captain pretending. Oh, we have no idea what's going on. We're taking a moment to look into this. Yeah, this is the assistant. This is the co-pilot here, and I'm helping look into this. We're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, we should have a solution here very promptly. We're going down.
Bro, stop. Bro, chill. What's the end of it?
I thought it was
going to
happen again at touchdown.
What is going... I think our shit is on.
Yeah.
I think it was someone taking a shit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, just blown out the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's got the phone off the hook. Flight attendant's like, I swear it's a prank. She goes to the back of the end of the plane. She goes, oh.
Oh. Yeah. That's funny. It's just some unsuspecting person. And some flight attendant left the phone hanging, so it's like kind of swinging by the bathroom door. Some dude with a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, actually, though, you know that thing you can buy on Amazon? This is such a funny thing to say. You know that fucking radar jammer you can buy on Amazon for like $200?
Yeah.
And you can like jam radar signals like to an airplane.
Oh, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah. They say their PA system is not accessible from an outside source, but I feel like it's one of those.
I think it was Scattered Spider.
Yeah.
Right?
Rizzing again?
Yeah.
Rizzing?
Somehow.
Over the waves?
Somehow they called the pilot.
What is this now? They don't put things on planes that aren't needed. You can speak on the interphone, the cabin, telephones, from lots of places, including the belly panel and engines, but it's wired.
So it's some dude down in the engine? Or down in the baggage? It's some dude. Yeah, that's what it is. Someone packed a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And then he got out of the suitcase, and he's wandering around like the baggage fucking section or, you know, compartment.
Yeah. Or it's a guy that asked to be put in a baggage. And he's getting
it's a
off.
Kink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. We fucking solved it.
It's just a guy jacking off in a bag.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a suitcase. I'm a fucking suitcase. Wheel me around. I'm a bag.
Oh, I'm an XL Ramoa. Stuff me with something. Put something in me.
I'm a hard case.
Yeah. Oh, throw me around.
I'm a hard case.
I'm a bag.
Oh, yeah. Wheel me around.
I'm a bag.
I'm down here next to all the bags because I am a bag. I'm a little suitcase.
Oh,
I'm a big suitcase. I'm not even a carry-on.
Oh, it'd be a shame if someone investigated the bags and started throwing them violently all over the fucking concrete. Oh, it'd be horrible if they had to grab the bags and start slamming them on the ground and kicking them because they're like, is someone in there?
I'm fragile. Don't kick me.
Oh,
don't throw me around. I have a fragile sticker on me.
Oh, don't throw me into a bike.
Oh,
don't slam me with a packaged up mountain bike. Don't slam
a dog in a kennel.
Yeah. Don't hit me with a hard case carrying a road bike for an Ironman competition. Oh. Oh, don't drop a bunch of golf clubs on me, no.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, we are...
We're going to the extended section.
We're
going
to go to the extended bit. You can continue watching this episode at teamgstudios.tv.
Yeah, in the extended section, we'll just be doing Gimp Suit Gang.
We might keep doing the bag one because I don't think we've fully closed this yet. I think that there's still some stuff here.
I am a fucking bag. I'm just a wee little bag.
Coming up in the special extended version.
Oh, fuck yeah. Spanked by a woman with a fly swatter while yelling, "They're coming to get me!"
What?
What the hell? What,
the Magnum extended case files? What the fuck? Extra long case files?
Yeah.
It's weird. Why is it called that?
See it all only on tmgstudios.tv. Sign up today.